Words on the channel. The error word. In digital communications, we'll typically be sending very long sequences of bits. And for the sake of computational complexity, it's convenient to split such sequences into blocks or words of fixed length. We will be talking about words. An n-bit word is an n-dimensional vector that is an element of Z2 to the n. Now, we could use other alphabets, not just Z2, but most of the literature concerns binary systems, so we will stick with binary in this module. So what happens when we transmit a word on the binary symmetric channel? We have a transmitted word of length n and received word of length n. The relationship is given as R equals x plus e, where e is some error word. Plus here is modulo 2, so we use the O plus for modular addition. And the error word is a random vector. Each element is 1 with probability p, that means an error, or 0 with probability 1 minus p, that is a correct bit. Adding 0 means nothing, adding 1 causes a bit flip, that is an error in the channel. The Hamming weight is used to count errors. The Hamming weight of a vector w of x is simply the number of non-zero elements of x. So when we consider the weight of the error word, we get the number of errors. So the Hamming weight w of e is used to denote the number of errors, the number of 1 bits in the error vector. The Hamming weight is quite a standard concept, so you will run across it in different contexts. The channel, a communication channel, is stochastic. It's a random process. So far, we have described it as R vector is X vector plus E vector, but this E vector is random. So in probability theory, we use a capital letter to denote that error vector, capital E. And the received vector R is a function of E, so when E is stochastic, R is also stochastic. So we can use that stochastic equation to describe the stochastic nature of the channel. Now let's have a look at the number of errors. We agreed that the number of errors is the Hamming weight of E vector. Now T here is a function of a stochastic vector E, so T is also a stochastic variable, and we should use a capital T to denote it. And now we are ready to ask the interesting question. What is the distribution of T? What is the error distribution on this channel? We won't be able to answer that question in this talk. It will take a second talk to do that. But let's phrase the question again. Let T, capital T, be the number of bit errors when transmitting an n-bit word over the BSC with error probability P. Describe the probability distribution of T. The answer to this problem is the binomial distribution, which is the topic of the next video. Thank you.